Spring is when plans start becoming real, trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey. Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at ixllearning.com/audio. Visit ixllearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
LA's mayor is urging residents to familiarize themselves with the area's historical ties to Iran.
I guess what I would say to Angelenos is learn about the issue.
And the Senate butts heads with Kristi Noem regarding Homeland Security.
You're terrorizing our children. You're detaining children. You're arresting Americans.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Tuesday with me. Here are some stories coming up on today's LA Local, March 3rd, 2026. We hear about how likely Iran will be to play in the World Cup, how travel plans are affecting those in the Middle East region, Kristi Noem facing backlash from Democratic senators, a Westlake man has passed in ICE custody, and the history of a California camel expedition. But first, Mayor Karen Bass says she wasn't surprised to see people in Los Angeles celebrating following the military strikes that killed Iran's supreme leader.
The people that you see singing and are celebrating are from Iran. So they obviously have intimate knowledge of what is going on there. I guess what I would say to Angelenos is learn about the issue. It's important to know about the history. It's important to know about our historic relationship with Iran pre and post the Shah. And over these last closer to 50 years, what our relationship has been with the regime once the Shah left the country. One of the issues is going to be, okay, we've done this now, and we've knocked out 11 members of their leadership as along with the supreme leader. And the question is, what happens now? When we invaded Iraq in 03, it was shock and awe. It was going to last for a couple of days. The problem was we didn't plan for well what happens afterwards.
It's still unclear if the military operation against Iran will affect Iran's participation in the World Cup. They're scheduled to play two games at SoFi Stadium. Craig Figner reports.
World Cup games begin June 11th in Mexico City. Move to Los Angeles, SoFi Stadium, June 15th and 21st. Mention those games specifically because Iran is one of the competitors. With what has happened over the weekend, there are many people wondering if the events will go on as scheduled. One person who bought what's described as nosebleed seats, the best that they could afford, $330 each. They're wondering if the games are canceled, if Iranian competitors can't get into the U.S. for whatever reason. Will there be refunds? Talked with former CBS LA political editor Linda Breakstone. She's covered major events in the city, including the 1984 Olympics.
President Trump is very into these games. He may make a grand gesture and welcome the athletes, saying it's not their fault. But nonetheless, I think it would be quite the spectacle and security risk if they do come.
The seats that are available, that people are buying, they're in some cases listed as sold out when in fact they're blocked out. And it's kind of a game, if you will, to charge higher prices so that people who are visiting from abroad will pay those prices and then also stay in hotels. But if they don't come to Los Angeles out of immigration fears or other concerns, well, then those seats at discount prices will likely sell to people who are right here in Southern California and America. And as a result, they may not stay as long, may not spend as much as other tourists from abroad. And that coveted hotel occupancy tax, that's a big hit for Los Angeles.
What about those who are trying to travel to the Middle East right now? Well, Larry Perel has the answers.
Reopening airports and waterways in the region may be based on economic pressure. KNX News travel editor Peter Greenberg says similar situations in the past are indicators of what he thinks will happen.
You're going to see, with any luck, the airspace open up in that region within the next 2 or 3 days. It'll be the economy that will drive the military actions that are taken to neutralize missile launchers and reopen that airspace.
So even if that's the case, should you still go?
If the airports are operating, and even if you bought travel insurance, that doesn't even kick in because the airlines are operating and the airports are open. You have to watch this every single day.
He says if you do have a ticket booked on a day when the airports are still closed, you will be entitled to a full refund.
Things got particularly heated today in the Senate. John Barrett has more.
Republican senators were supportive of the secretary, praising her for helping secure the border and deport people. But Democrats sparred with her, and Senator Cory Booker just excoriated DHS Secretary Kristi Noem.
It's because you're going into our schools. You're terrorizing our children. You're detaining children. You're arresting Americans. You're breaking into our homes. You're terrorizing our streets. You're violating our rights to peacefully protest again and again and again.
None of
and then
that
when
is
a
true.
Court tells you
None
stop,
of that is true.
And then when a court tells
you
stop,
you are trying to impede us from enforcing
judges
the
orders.
Law.
Yes, they argued, and he ended with this.
Either you are utterly incompetent, or you are violating laws with impunity.
Republican Senator Mike Lee insisted illegal immigration does pose a risk to the country and said there was a verifiable tidal wave of people coming here illegally during the Biden administration.
The ninth known death in ICE custody occurred at the Adelanto Detention Center in the high desert. This was according to a Facebook post by L.A. Councilmember Unicius Hernandez posted on February the 28th. The Westlake man, identified as Alberto Gutierrez Reyes, was a Mexican national who died in ICE custody after being denied medical care. Councilmember Hernandez said this in her Facebook post. Quote, the Trump administration does not value human life. They are using our federal tax dollars to bankroll detention and a deadly deportation machine instead of funding health care, food, housing, education, and the systems that actually keep people alive. There is a GoFundMe for those looking to support the Gutierrez Reyes family at this time. And did you know on this day in history, the U.S. Congress set aside $30,000 to conduct an experiment that utilized camels rather than horses as transportation to cross the harsh California desert climate. Camels proved to be better suited for these conditions, and they could carry more, travel longer, survive days without water, and could even swim through rivers. After their labor was no longer necessary, the camels retired in a sense, entering civilian life where they lived and worked as pack animals, performed in the circus, and roamed on ranches. The historic camels and their offspring offspring were sold off many years ago, but you can visit the Benicia Historical Museum, also known as the Camel Barns, for a more in-depth recount on how our humpbacked friends were recruited to the Golden State. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing we can do to help maximize your total project value. Our pre-project planning services can help you win the bid and stay efficient. So give us a ring and see how this one more thing can make all the difference.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.